And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Fanny Brice as Baby Snooks. Well, today is a big day in the life of Daddy, played by Hanley Stafford. His rich old uncle is coming from Chicago to visit him, and Daddy has hopes of being remembered in his will. Our preparations have been made, and as the scene opens, we find Snooks and Daddy waiting at the depot for his uncle's arrival. Now, listen.
Is this the station, Daddy?
Yes, this is the station.
Where is your uncle?
He hasn't arrived yet.
Why?
Because his train is late.
How do you know?
I just asked the Red Cap.
Who's he?
Those porters over there are called Red Caps.
Why?
Because they are. My uncle's train will be delayed for half an hour because they had a washout on the line.
Did they stop to let him do it?
Let him do what?
Hang his wash on the line.
Nobody hung any wash on a line. The line was washed out.
How?
They had a very heavy rainstorm, and part of the roadbed was swept away.
Who swept it?
The rain.
With a broom?
Did you ever see a rainstorm carrying a broom?
No.
Then why did you ask such a stupid question?
I don't know.
Well, don't ask any more.
Why?
Oh, stop it. And stop sprawling over that bench. Sit up straight. Now throw that gum out of your mouth and put your feet in.
Put my feet in my mouth?
No. Put them in so you don't trip people walking by. Take that gum out of your mouth and give it to me.
You want to chew it, Daddy?
No, I don't want to chew it.
I just want you to be very ladylike when you meet my uncle.
Is he my uncle, too?
No. And he's really my step-uncle. He's my father's half-brother and my mother's cousin. So that makes him my uncle and your great-uncle.
How did he get so mixed up?
He's not mixed up. Oh, and listen, Snooks. It's very important that you make a really good impression on him.
Why?
Because he's a nice old gentleman. And he'll think a lot more of Mother and me if he sees our children have been raised properly. When he passes on, I expect him to sort of remember us. Understand?
Understand.
What do I mean?
He's got a pot full of tin.
Exactly. No! Snooks, where did you get that expression?
I heard you tell Mommy.
Well, you better not snoop around so much. Kid's got ears like a submarine detector.
Huh?
Nothing. Just be nice when my uncle arrives, that's all.
Ain't the train here yet, Daddy?
No, I don't think so. When it comes, they'll announce it.
Ask the Redskin.
Redskin. Red Cap.
Well, ask him where your uncle is.
Oh, he doesn't know.
Hmm?
Oh, and listen, Snooks.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you do, don't tell him what I named the baby.
You mean little Roquespierre?
Yes. You know, that name was Mother's choice, not mine.
I like it.
Well, my uncle is liable to think it's a little crazy. After all, Robespierre is rather an odd name.
What's your uncle's name, Daddy?
Camembert Higgins.
Camembert?
That's right.
And he'll think Robespierre is a crazy name.
Well, I hope I can soften the blow by breaking it gently. See?
Gee. What's your name, Daddy?
Oh, Snooks, you know my name as well as you know your own.
No, I don't.
You do, too. What does Mother call me?
Lunkhead.
She does not. And don't remind me of it. You know perfectly well my name is Lancelot. Well, what are you laughing at?
I don't know. I don't want to go home.
Oh, wait a minute. I think the train's coming in now. Yes, that's it. Come on, Snooks. The train's here. Let's hurry.
Where's your uncle, Daddy?
Car 204. Ah, yes, here it is. Now watch for him, Snooks.
I'll watch him.
Oh, there he is.
Mm-hmm.
Run up and greet him. Say hello to him, Snooks.
All right. Hello, mister. Are you my daddy's uncle?
Well, I ain't nobody's uncle. I'm the Pullman porter.
Hey, girl, are you looking for Camembert Higgins?
Uh-huh.
That's me.
If they stabbed me, he looked like a waffle.
Well, hello, uncle. I'm your nephew, Lancelot. Remember me?
Changed a good deal in 30 years, ain't you?
I want to go home.
Shh. Oh, this is my daughter. Snook, suppose you give Unky a great big kiss. How's that?
No good.
Guess she's shy. Snooksy, if you kiss me, I'll give you a penny.
It ain't enough.
Snook.
I get more than that for taking Castor Royal.
Oh. Tell me, Lancelot, did you at least marry well?
Did I? Why, Uncle, I married the most wonderful woman in the world, and we adore each other.
Yeah.
Oh, Daddy.
Are you raising your children in the proper spirit?
Why, my children are the best-behaved kids in the world.
Oh, Daddy.
Come on, Uncle. I'll get your luggage and we go home. I fixed up the guest room and it's just beautiful. You'll really love your stay with us.
Where's your wife, Mr. Uncle?
I don't like to discuss that subject, child.
Why?
Well, since you're so nosy, we don't live together. We found we couldn't agree, so we decided to separate.
Oh.
Does that satisfy you?
No, why didn't you fight it out like Mommy and Daddy?
What's that?
Snooks! Oh, pay no attention to her, Uncle. She's a great little clown.
Yes. If you... I don't think I'll impose on your hospitality. I'll just...
Oh, but I insist, Uncle. You'll be very comfortable with us.
Sure. I want you to come to the house, Uncle Camembert.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I got a football for you.
Give you a football? Mm-hmm. What am I going to do with the football?
Well, Daddy says we'll be rich when you kick off.
I'm going back to Chicago.
Oh, wait, Uncle! Snooks, look what you've done. Oh, what are you yelling for? I didn't touch you.
No, but you will.
You're darn right I will.